This podcast is a member of the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. Visit voicesofwrestling.com to hear the rest of our great podcasts, as well as show reviews, columns, opinions, and updates across the world of wrestling.
Hey, this is the King of the Mountain, Jeff Jarrett, the president and founder of Global Force Wrestling, and you're listening to Shake Them Ropes.
Robin McCarron.
Why not bring Virgil back? He's in the game. Cross promotion. Bring him back.
Jeff Hawkins.
We have more stories for Virgil than we have half of our mid-card.
You're listening to Shake Them Ropes with Rob McCarron and Jeff Hawkins.
I don't know, Jeff. I don't know with your explanation how they can't bring him back at this point. Oh. This year is coming up, Virgil.
He needs the money.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Shake Them Ropes, episode 108. It is Tuesday, September 29th, 2015. And Rob McCarron is here, and Jeff Hawkins is here. Jeff is the one not talking at the moment. Rob is the one talking. That's me. Hi, welcome to the show. Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Yeah, after, 15 minutes of trying to see if we can figure out how to do certain things, we are now trying it out.
Yes.
Well, what's awesome is, I believe, so what we're doing here, and if you are not following us on Twitter, you should, at Shake Them Ropes. I tweeted out when I started trying this out to see if people could watch us live on YouTube. I'm trying out a new YouTube stream for possible post-pay-per-view, post-takeover shows. We had done live streams before, audio only. Now we're going to see if YouTube might work out, and that requires me to know something about technology, and while I feel like I do sometimes, new YouTube stuff is quite different. So it took about 10 minutes to figure it out. I think people probably saw me in my underwear. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
You're in your underwear?
Yep. Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. Oh, for sure. But who knows? Well, my mistake, I think, is setting up the DVR function on this so that people can go back now.
Your mistake is not putting on pants. That's mistake.
That too. It's very hot in here. It's very hot in here. So maybe you can see us on YouTube right now. If you can, send us a tweet at Shake Them Ropes to let us know how the stream is going. Because if it goes well, this might be a way that we can do post shows in the future. Make it easier on me. Not just video, audio, just make it easy. You know, we just go live there and then it's already available for everybody to watch, but we'll see how it goes.
Yes. Come see our debauchery in living color.
It's So I already got one tweet saying WTH. So I don't know. We'll see. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I don't know, but let us know if you are following along on the internet. I don't even know the address yet to go to. Like, I tweeted it out. But it's a long thing. I'll have to make it shorter. I'll have to set up events. I'll have to figure out how this is all done, but I wanted to see if it will work and we'll find out after the show, apparently, but we have some things to talk about. We have WWE to talk about. Sure. We have the MSG live special coming up on WWE Network later this week, coming up on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Really excited about that one. Especially the return of Stone Cold Steve Austin wrestling in the main event in a cage match, according to Wikipedia earlier today. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about some of the highlights from WWE Raw. And we are going to talk about match number 62 on our top 100 countdown, which is John Cena versus CM Punk from Raw February 25th of 2013. It was the number one contender match to see who would face The Rock at WrestleMania 29 in a big mystery. So we got a lot to talk about. But first, I want to talk about this New Day.
Okay.
The New Day, John Cena returned with his open challenges for the U.S. title on Raw this week. The first person to challenge in one of these open challenges was Xavier Woods of the New Day. So Xavier Woods continues to be the guy in the group to take every pinfall in a singles match and in trios matches. Might as well just take pinfalls with Xavier Woods. Why not? The current tag team champions, this was a buildup for Saturday night, as the New Day are taking on the Dudleys for the tag team titles, one of the title matches on that show. But this New Day keep getting better and better and better.
Yes.
They look super comfortable. I still haven't checked out that Table of Three show.
Oh, you have to.
I know.
It's that Table of Three and the Divas Legends Table of Three are fantastic.
I have it on the list. And now the Divas one, because who's on that? Molly Holly,
Alundra Blaze, and Ivory.
Ivory, okay.
Yes, and both have the same theme.
Yeah, I gotta check this out.
At Vince McMahon kind of an idiot or doesn't know what to do with talent unless they are basically either yelling at him to do something or, okay. or in Molly Holly's case, offering to shave her head because otherwise she'd be in a pillow fight. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with pillow fights. There was a pillow fight. I mean, of all the matches to take place at a WrestleMania, do you recall there was a WrestleMania with a pillow fight? WrestleMania 19, the lingerie pillow fight?
Yes.
On pay-per-view.
Yes.
So let's calm down when Mark Henry gets WrestleMania singles matches, okay? We can get more lingerie pillow fights. Talking to you, everybody out there. But the New Day's great. I mean, you got Xavier Woods, who has now gotten over the playing of the trombone or whatever that is. What is it? The trombone, right?
It's a trombone.
Okay. I'm not a brass expert. I don't know what it is.
I played one on the show and told you it was a trombone.
Yeah. Yeah, you did. Do we have evidence of that? Maybe in the archives.
You want me to go grab my trombone?
I don't want you to grab your trombone. Right, I don't want you to grab your trombone right now. It's the last thing really that I want you to do, honestly. But this New Day is excellent. And I started to think, cause here we are coming up in October, right? Uh-huh. It is almost Slammy Award season. All I'm trying to think is how many Slammy Awards this New Day should be up for. This is all I can think about. All I can think about after that show last night is how many of these Slammy Awards the New Day will win. You with me?
No.
This wasn't on your mind?
No.
How
not
could,
really.
How could
I
it
mean,
not
I,
be?
I love, don't get me wrong, I love the New Day. I don't care about the Slammies. Because whoever wins will carry them out for 1 month and then they'll be lost in the ether. Or ether.
I'm getting word that the lingerie pillow fight might have been at WrestleMania 20.
Yeah, take that.
Was it? I don't think it was. It wasn't the rest.
Live annotations of Shake Them Ropes provided by you, the listener.
Right. But I mean, it was Torrey Wilson. No, it might have been WrestleMania 20. Well, there was a beer match of some kind.
Oh, the Bud Light girls, the cat fight?
The Bud Light.
That was X7, I think, wasn't it?
God, what was it? 19? There was something at 19. Was there not?
I don't know. Torrey Wilson? I'm old. You can't do that to me.
On a scale of 1 to 10. When the New Day first began, how much did you think they were going to get over in that role?
Zero, because they were faces.
Right.
And they were bad and they were pandering and it was slightly racist, I thought. But now they're great. And it looks like they may be positioning Big E to be a quote unquote breakout star of the group.
Yeah.
I hope not. I hope they keep this together for a while.
Right.
But they got their wants. So, I mean, I'm highly cynical this week. I apologize to everybody. But this Raw was not enjoyable except for the first segment and the last segment. It was literally a shit sandwich to me. Pardon my French.
Okay. That's good. Put the old PG-13 rating on this old YouTube video here. Oh, yeah, it's fine. So the Miller Lite Catfight Girls were on WrestleMania 19. I mean, okay. Well, doesn't that just prove whatever point I was not even trying to make is that you have WrestleMania 17 girl fight, you have WrestleMania 19 girl fight, you have WrestleMania 20 lingerie pillow fight of all things. And and there was something wacky at the WrestleMania I went to too in WrestleMania 22. I can't remember.
Were they all better than the Divas Revolution?
Sure. All better.
Cause I'm ready to throw dirt on it now after last week, defending that promo.
Yeah. Okay, well, besides that, all right, but continue. This New Day. So what I did, just for the show, for you, the audience, I went back to 2014 Slammy Awards. Okay? Went back to the Slammys. And these are the awards I think the New Day could be up for. And they might clean up in this awards season. Faction of the Year. Last year, The Shield won it. The Shield won it. Faction of the Year. They were broken up for 6 months by then.
Yeah.
Yeah. The New Day should win that.
Okay.
Tag Team of the Year. The Usos have been out. The Dudley Boys just came back. The Tag Team Champs are here. Big E and Kofi Kingston. I think they're up for Tag Team of the Year.
Dudleys will probably get it. Or
Dudley. Yeah, if the Dudleys are still around in December, I think they'll probably get that. Breakout Star of the Year. I think finally we get someone of a group nature to win Breakout Stars of the Year.
Neville.
Fuck, yeah, you're right. It's going to be Neville. But still, these are the awards they could be up for and could win.
Musical Act of the Year.
Musical Act of the Year, because let's face it, they're going to add new awards that weren't, you know, that fit their narrative. I think Musical Act of the Year would be perfect. Musical Act of the Year. Because there have been plenty of singing and plenty of dancing that you can make plenty of nominees up for that award. So, I didn't even have that one. What? Let's see. Dance, Musical Act of the Year.
Best Supporting Actor in a Comedy. You got that one for the Emmy?
Best Supporting. Well, no, I mean, they're not in the SAG. They're not going to win an Emmy Award.
That's true.
Hashtag of the Year for New Day Rocks or New Day Sucks, whichever one. LOL Moment of the Year, the first time the trombone came into play.
Yes.
Superstar of the Year might be a stretch, but super. Are there ghosts in your apartment?
No, something's melting.
Okay, that's scary, I guess.
Ice water, don't worry about
it. Is your apartment on Mars? Yes. See, that was topical, is what that just was. We have a comment in the YouTube. Well, this is another benefit here, is the YouTube live streaming page, which you can find at voicesofwrestling.com/YouTube, has a chat room.
Okay.
So live interaction. I don't have to keep checking Twitter back and forth. I can check right here in the chat room. And we have a hashtag Save the Tables nomination.
Save the Tables is
for hashtag
good.
Of the year.
I will amend it to also best merchandise when the socks come out. They pull the trigger on New Day socks.
New Day socks are coming, ladies and gentlemen. I was actually gonna introduce a brand new segment in the show.
Hawkins is right.
Called no.
Okay.
I don't have enough, you know, stuff for that. I was actually going to open up. I was trying to find songs of the "I Told You So" or "I Was Right" nature.
Okay.
And all I could find is like a Carrie Underwood or Randy Travis song for "I Told You So."
Wait, what did you get correct?
Everything that I've ever said on the show.
No, I mean for that segment.
Hold on. Well, let me finish this. I was getting on Superstar of the Year. I don't really think Superstar of the Year is going to work for anyone in the New Day because they're collectively great, not individually great.
Cena or Orton?
Yeah, but that doesn't fit my New Day thing.
Or Roman Reigns.
Can you imagine? Roman Reigns won the Superstar of the Year last year. It's got to be John Cena this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're far away. It's got to be John Cena. We have Dance Musical Act, Best Supporting, Superstar of the Year's out. So that I'm counting right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 categories the New Day could possibly win and have a good shot at winning. Let's just make December's Slammy Award show the New Day show. All New Day, all the time.
Okay. I'm down.
Sign the petition, folks. Sign the petition. We also have a question in the YouTube chat. Why wouldn't Kevin Owens win Breakthrough Star of the Year? Because he's not in the New Day. That's why.
No, I had said Neville, and that's what he's opposing. I have no reason not to have Kevin Owens other than, they seem to like Neville, and they don't seem to like Kevin Owens.
On to another tag team.
In some ways. They like him, but, you know, they make their little jabs.
I wanted to briefly mention about this WWE Raw, how great I feel the new dynamic between the Wyatt family is with the addition of Braun Strowman.
Okay.
Because I'm looking at this group now, and you had the moment, if you paid attention during Luke Harper and Eric Rowan matches or any, you know, old Wyatt family segment, Luke Harper was the big brother to Eric Rowan.
Yes.
He would slap him in the face. He would push him away. He would he would try to show him, like, I'm the adult in this group. You're the little kid. You do what I say, but you're behind me. And now Luke Harper, when he's next to Braun Strowman, he's looking at a guy that is his equal, if not better, that he's, like, trying to suck up to. And I just like you could look at the little hints. I'm looking at just after they won their match last night on Raw, Luke Harper goes up to him, puts his arm around his shoulder and is looking up at him and, you know, eyes open, eyes gazing into Braun Strowman's muscly bound cheeks. They're like, you are the man.
I view it as the same dynamic, but he is in awe. But I mean, it's the same dynamic, I think.
I don't know. Well, I mean, it's different for the fact that Luke Harper was the big brother. Yeah, they're both big, strong guys, and you have the same factor from the teams. But I just like it for the aspect that, okay, Eric Rowan's no longer in the group. Luke Harper was teaming with Eric Rowan before he got hurt, right? So, like, Luke Harper, last time these guys were on TV, Luke Harper and Eric Rowan were friends. They were on the same side. But then this new guy came along. Bray Wyatt brought in Braun Strowman. He brought this new guy into the fold. And Luke Harper is like, yep, that's an improvement.
Okay. I like Luke Harper a lot. So
I like Luke Harper a lot. I love what he does.
He's on TV. Yeah.
I love, and okay, like sometimes it gets, people ask, you know, why do you watch wrestling? It's fake, blah, blah, blah. Back in the day, it used to be weird. Why are you watching, you know, oily guys roll around on a mat? And not to get too far into that little subtext, but I thought it was great that when Luke Harper's shirt ripped off, he had the full hair chest. Because that's not a guy you would expect to have the shaved chest like Braun Strowman. Yeah, this is weird. I get it. But still, yeah, my hot take is I'm glad Luke Harper has a hairy chest. Your thoughts?
I have none.
I don't know why you thought this was the worst show to start the live stream on. This show's going excellently. And we're talking about Luke Harper's hairy chest. And by we're, I mean to me. I am. But I love it. Not the chest, the fact that we're talking about it.
The friend of the show, Mookie, can get you up close to that chest if you want.
Yeah. I've been in the ring with Luke Harper. A big dude. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Outside of Indianapolis, Indiana for IWA Mid-South. Twice, actually.
Okay.
But they're so far apart now and they're both heels. Whole reason I brought these two things up first. We had, over the last 2 years, the big six-man programs with the Shield and the Wyatt family. And that started a trend on Raw where you would have one six-man tag team match on almost every Raw, and it was almost always the standout match. And we don't really have that anymore as consistently. But we have the New Day here, and we have the Wyatt family, and it's not out of the realm of possibility that some point in the future we'll have the Shield back together again. We could see in 2016 if the New Day end up turning full-fledged babyface, and you have the Wyatt family. I would love to see another program of six-mans between those two teams and try to get more six-man tag action on Raw. You know, do your 20-minute six-man match. But the New Day and the Wyatt family seem like they'd be perfect to go up against each other.
I wouldn't mind it. Here's my issue. Was the Shield-Wyatt family confrontation that first time was really great, and then they just kept on putting them together week after week after week after week until it just didn't mean anything.
Yeah.
And they kind of did the same thing with the reformed Evolution in the Shield a little bit. You know, that's their move. And, you know, if there was a point to it, sure, bring it on. But right now, everything's a morass of multi-man, multi-tag type of stuff. So, and it really doesn't mean all that much. That's my only problem. Hey, you can add a third Dudley if you wanted to and have that too.
Playboy
or someone to team with the Dudleys. You don't need a Dudley.
Playboy pillow fight. Tori Wilson, Candice Michelle. WrestleMania 22.
Okay.
The one in Las Vegas. No, WrestleMania 21 was in Los Angeles. WrestleMania 22 was in Chicago.
Yes.
I guess I don't really remember the lingerie pillow fight. I was there and I don't really remember that one. The Playboy pillow fight. But yeah, that's what you're doing. So we're getting good feedback on the live stream. So hopefully we can do this in the future. The reason why I wanted to test this out. And if you're listening to the audio podcast, I'm sorry for all the live stream talk, but this is important because we might be able to do this live after pay-per-views in the future. So you don't have to wait an hour and a half after the show for our podcast, because I know you're also excited to get listening to it right away. And we can interact and I can take calls this way. We could take calls on the live show. I don't know. I mean, there's just a lot of options, and it seems to be working out clearly. I'm amazed the internet is holding up so far. So,
Rob has a new toy.
It's a new toy. I do these toys. I don't know why.
It's a new toy. Don't be sour. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Freaking New Day is so great. And I wanted to get onto the positivity because the New Day is, you know, I thought Raw was fine last night. Now I got the benefit of being able to watch it an hour and a half today.
Oh, I watched it live.
Yeah, so that kind
of
helped.
And it was not the era of good feeling for me, especially after talking stuff I liked on over the weekend with the Talking Sheet Kids.
I think, and this is, you know, wrestling isn't all that bad right now, right? Not just WWE, but pro wrestling in general. You have a ton of options. You can go find something you like if you like wrestling. Okay.
Yes. Overall, yes.
The Breaking Bad was, and now it's The Walking Dead. The Walking Dead on AMC is the most popular cable show right now, and one of the most popular cable shows of all time. If that was 3 hours, it wouldn't be as popular as it is right now.
No.
It wouldn't be anywhere close to as popular because they have the time to tell the story they want. They don't have to fill in with stories that they don't necessarily want to tell. On WWE, you can tell there's stories in there that they don't care about. It's just filling time because the stories they want to tell can't take up all 3 hours of every show. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if the product is really that bad versus the time the product is shown to us is that bad.
The product is stale because we're seeing the same thing week after week, and there's no real progression. I mean, you get minor progression, but it's still the same guys in the same type of atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't really have to, I mean, unlike NXT, which it seems like the guys are off every other week for television.
Right.
Because that's how they tape.
Yep.
You get the same program week after week, and it's baby steps of progression. So it never feels like it progresses. And that's kind of an issue. Seth Rollins hasn't changed as a character since he's gotten the belt. That's an issue. You have a bunch of guys against each other.
Yeah.
And like the re-debut of or the returning Wade Barrett.
Wade Barrett is back.
Doesn't solve anything really, except puts another guy in this feud.
Well, yeah, and that's an interesting thing too, because we already have the three-way feud going with Nikki Bella, Paige, and Charlotte. And now it seems like we have a three-way feud here between King Barrett, because he's still King Barrett. I mean, we got that pretty clear on last night's Raw. Neville and Stardust, and they're all three against each other. It's not like two are kind of, you know, in alignment. They're all three against each other.
Yeah, and we have a four-way in the Intercontinental title picture.
Four-way in the Intercontinental title picture, kind of.
No, yes, we do.
Is it, though?
Yes.
Because we're talking Rusev, Dolph, Owens, and Ryback.
Yes.
I don't know if they're necessarily... They were intertwined a little last night on Raw, but, I mean, it's kind of Owens and Ryback and then Rusev and Dolph.
Yeah, but Owens will sell out Rusev at the drop of a hat. That was clear last night. So, yes, they're all against each other.
Now, Kevin Owens is going to, you know, defend this Intercontinental Championship on Saturday. It's one of the title matches that is going to happen. We're going to preview that card here in a bit. The other thing I wanted to talk about besides MSG, I mean, overall with WWE, the Kane angle, you know, Kane going in, corporate Kane going into the ambulance, you know, having the ankle busted and then, you know, ripping off to become Superman, to become, you know, Demon Kane again, going after Seth Rollins. Again, I have not hedged on any of this. I still believe this Kane-Seth Rollins program is a fine direction for one pay-per-view show, especially when it's not the main event. Like, this has been a story all year. The Seth Rollins versus Kane has been a story going back for a long time. So why not blow it off or have a match true between the real Kane and the real Seth Rollins? I like the idea of that. It was goofy on Raw, but it wasn't the goofiest thing ever to appear on Raw. So I saw a lot of negativity last night as I'm following my Twitter because I wasn't watching Raw live. I was watching the football game. I was watching other things going on, but I'm following the Twitter feed, seeing what's happening on Raw. And there's a lot of negativity towards Kane. And I don't really, I think that's mostly because, and a lot of the negativity says this, it's because Kane's been there for so long and we're tired of Kane. We would like someone else new. But once you get past that, I think this Kane Seth Rollins thing is just going fine.
Well, I saw a lot of positive about the Kane thing that live in my feed.
Yeah.
I
didn't see any positive.
I had a few people that really thought it was awesome and really well done in terms of the smoke and the effects and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's that Kane's been around a long time. I think it's that we're finishing stories in the course of one show.
Yeah.
That could possibly be, you know, nuanced over a few weeks.
No.
You know, like, and the Kane is part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, overall, I have no real opinion. I'd like to get past this program and on to something else. But I don't think they're going to do it. I don't think they're going to do anything with Rollins. So it really doesn't matter all that much. But I like the dichotomy of corporate Kane can be injured because he's human. Meanwhile, Superman Kane, the demon, is impervious to pain. All right. Great.
You can contact the show at the YouTube chat or at Shake Them Ropes on Twitter. I mean, yes, Seth Rollins isn't going anywhere for quite some time because he's in a holding pattern until January. I mean, do we still think at this point, just the way it's been going with Seth Rollins kind of going anti-authority and the authority going anti-Seth Rollins, that Triple H and Seth Rollins is the match at WrestleMania?
Probably. Okay. If not Rumble.
Now, it could be at Royal Rumble, and maybe The Rock is going to come back or Triple H will have something else to do. But I think Triple H versus Seth Rollins might be the best match to do, honestly.
I'd be happy with that.
I think that might be the best match because you can use the other talents elsewhere.
If they let Seth cut a real promo against him as opposed to every other promo you get to cut against Triple H.
And you know what? If he was wrestling Triple H and you know Triple H is going to cut his promos, I think they could have some really good mic battles between the two. And I'd be interested in seeing that. I'm interested in seeing a Seth Rollins Triple H match the way Seth Rollins has been going. I mean, Triple H brings it for the main shows. I mean, he's older now. He wrestles once a year. That's fine. But he brings it for the big shows, and Seth Rollins has brought it for every pay-per-view he's been in. So I would be really excited for that match, not just for the big names going against each other, not just for the Triple H match, but for those two. But if that is going to end up being the match at WrestleMania, it gets kicked off around Royal Rumble season. So that means for the next 3 months, we may see Seth Rollins versus Kane all the way to TLC. We may, but we're not going to see anything important of Seth Rollins. Like, that John Cena match was the important thing, and it's over. No more John Cena stuff with Seth Rollins. He is getting ready for Triple H.
I'll put this out here again. Ratings were at an all-time low. Are they going to do something?
I don't think so. Because you're going to get Brock back here soon. You're going to have Brock on TV the next couple of weeks, so you rely on that. You might bring Triple H back. Maybe they do push Triple H and Seth up to Royal Rumble just for that. And then have a gimmick match at WrestleMania if that is the direction.
It's so weird, because I made a mental note watching the audience last night and kind of listening to how they respond. Yeah. Two of the biggest pops were at the beginning and at the end when the baby faces said the word ass.
Yeah, and Big E went nuts. He's cussing.
I liked that, but really, that's when you get pops, is when baby faces show fire and say the word ass.
I thought the crowd reacted super high to the whole Bray Wyatt Roman Reigns match, and especially the ending segment. Something.
They had sat there for 3 hours and had gotten nothing since the New Day. Yeah, they responded well. I'll get that. And I liked it too. It's like, oh, great, we get something. But they weren't responding to being entertained. They were responding to a fight.
Yeah, I thought Raw honestly had plenty of cool moments. They're so spread out now, and that's the issue. I mean, you talked about that, the cool moment to open the show and the cool moment to end the show. Back when the show was 2 hours, you would see an hour in between. And now we're seeing 2 hours in between. And that's a lot of time for people to either change the channel or for people to get tired in the building, because it is a school night on a Monday. Kids are probably tired. You know, parents are tired because they know they have to deal with their snotty kids who have school the next day. I mean,
snotty kids.
Oh, these little brats. Come on. Wow. Come on. What are you going to do? Hey, this audience isn't made of kids. I don't care. You suck, kids.
Rob McCarron loves the children. Yeah. Nice.
Screw these kids. My girlfriend hates that I fucking call every kid kid. I don't say child. I don't use their names. My girlfriend is so worried. If we ever have kids, I'm just going to be awful. And you know what? She's right. She's probably right. WWE Network on Saturday night, 2.5 hour special. WWE.
I'm trying to imagine your kids right now.
I know for sure. I mean, I don't know. Would you let your kids watch pro wrestling, knowing what you've known and doing the whole wrestling thing for your life out there? Would you let your kids watch pro wrestling? Would you let them discover things on their own and then support them? Would you push wrestling on them? Would you be the one to show them pro wrestling? Like, how would you go about that?
They'd probably catch me watching it at some point, and if they like it, they like it. If they don't, they don't.
That's true, because you would have to. I wonder if anyone's had that. I'm sure people have had that dilemma, but anyone that might be listening to this, if like you've been a wrestling fan for so long and then you have a kid, like, do you change your wrestling habits? Is it out of I want to not watch wrestling so much, or is it I just don't have time anymore because I have this child to deal with? I wonder if people have to consciously make that decision. Like, do I want to watch pro wrestling with this kid around?
I'm raising my kids right on NWA and Mid-South.
Well, now that would just be cruel and child, you know, endangerment, really.
Don't get your hopes up.
WWE Network, 7:30 p.m. Eastern to 10 Eastern. The live from Madison Square Garden special. Two main events on this show. Brock Lesnar versus The Big Show. And the U.S. Championship steel cage match, John Cena versus Seth Rollins, a match that is also for the linear championship of the world. We also have Kevin Owens, Chris Jericho, Dolph Ziggler, and Rusev, The New Day versus the Dudleys, and Randy Orton versus Sheamus. So we're going to go through this card, predict the winners. Don't have to spend a whole lot of time on it, but that is the card for MSG, and you look surprised.
Oh, no, I didn't even know the Rollins-Cena match was in a steel cage.
It's claiming to be in a steel cage.
And they didn't even promote that as a co-main event on Raw, did they?
Now, I wonder, with it being 2.5 hours, if maybe they'll finish the live show on the network with Brock and Big Show.
Yes.
And then the steel cage match happens afterwards.
Oh, okay.
Like as a dark, maybe. Because the MSG show, I mean, 10 o'clock is when this thing is supposed to end. Now, the Japan special went long.
I think they're only going to show those two matches and maybe Owens and Jericho. That might be it.
Well, no, they're going to show, I mean, they're not going to show just three matches. It's a 2.5 hour special.
Lots of filler.
No, what? It's a house show at the same time, by the way. I mean, it's not going that long.
All right. Calm down.
Yeah, I will not calm down. I can't really throw anything right now because my desk is too full. So Randy Orton and Sheamus, on a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you?
Next.
New Day versus the Dudley Boys. This is probably, as far as importance goes, the match of the night, because I very well see new tag team champions coming out of the show. I see the Dudley Boys winning the tag team titles in New York, and then they push that, and it's a way to sell the network, and you push that as a match going on to Hell in a Cell, where they have the rematch. But yeah, Dudley Boys, New Day for the tag team titles. The Dudleys win.
Yeah, and I think the New Day gets them back at tables, ladders, and chairs by putting them through a table. I just don't understand the setting up the primetime players for the Dudleys and then crushing them on Raw, but that's me.
I mean, they just wanted to do a little quick gimmick of these were the contenders, and now the Dudley Boys have to beat them to win. Because, I mean, let's face
it. I'm all over a Dudleys versus Strowman and Harper match.
I'm all over that, too. They've been doing it at house shows.
All over that.
Well, they've been doing Bray and Luke versus the Dudleys at house shows.
I want the beef.
Yeah, so no, I would be fine with that, too, the Dudley Boys going in there. But yeah, the Dudley Boys winning the tag team titles here, you can absolutely, and that's a dynamic I didn't even think about until you just said it there, is we've been having the New Day doing the Save the Tables gimmick, and the way they get their titles back at TLC is by using the tables. I mean, yeah. Dick, hypocrite heels. Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I have ideas occasionally.
You do have, ideas. I was about to say good ideas, but I don't want to go crazy. Dolph Ziggler versus Rusev in another singles match. This will be two of the first three matches on the show, if this is indeed the order, which it may not be, that we've seen so many times. Dolph Ziggler, Rusev in a singles match. This would be, to me, the match that you don't actually show on the special, maybe as the first match of the night and it doesn't make air. I don't know. But Dolph Ziggler and Rusev, on a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you for this rematch?
Since it's not going to be the blow-off, I'll say 6.
I would go above average too, if only for the fact that if they're given house show time, it's Dolph and Rusev. 12 to 15 minutes of these two, great.
But I'm also expecting like a double count out here.
Yeah, and that's the worry I have, because if this were a house show, I think you go into a house show when it's not worried about being on air. You think, oh, that would be a cool match. I would love to see that live. But now because it's technically on air, they might do something wacky with Summer Rae or whatever. The Intercontinental Championship, Kevin Owens defending against Chris Jericho.
I'm very excited for that. But I think Owens wins and Jericho kind of continues this heelish turn possibly.
Yeah. Do a heelish thing. If that is indeed going to be a character of his, as he returns, I'm excited for it because we saw the Neville Chris Jericho match, and Chris Jericho's motivated to work with these guys, he gets to kind of pick and choose who he wants to work with at this point on these little small shows. I mean, he worked with Finn Balor. He worked with Neville. I swear to God, I don't do that to show that I know who these guys used to be. I just get in this, what I did with Prince Devitt and Finn Balor there. I just get in this mode where I keep going off the name I said so long.
I let it go, Rob.
Thank you. John Cena, Seth Rollins in a steel cage match for the U.S. Championship. A growing wind of people on the Twitter saying, based on all the ratings that have come down and WWE struggling with the viewership on Raw, do they change this the night of and make it a world title match? And the answer is no.
No, because you want to draw eyeballs to the network, and that would be a definite draw to the network.
Yes. The answer is John Cena going to walk out as the world champion of the MSG live show on Saturday. Not going to happen, but he will walk out the U.S. champion. He is going to retain. Yes. He will retain his WWE Linear Championship against Seth Rollins. And the main event, Brock Lesnar versus The Big Show.
I want, hold on, back up a sec. I want Rollins to do a frog splash off the cage.
Okay, I don't know why you hate Seth Rollins so much.
Oh, I don't. I don't. I just think it'll be magnificent.
He'll do something. I mean, he probably shouldn't.
Yeah, but he's a big match performer. I'm hoping to see something big.
But is this a big match? Like, if you want to see a house show style cage match where they just work a regular match and then occasionally use the cage, I think that's what this is going to be. Okay. I bet the cage gets touched twice maximum.
Yeah, okay.
And they just have a regular match.
No, you make a good case.
A match that has been promoted on Raw for the last several weeks, The Big Show versus Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar coming out to Madison Square Garden will be the big babyface. And this kind of shows the dynamic. It is crystal clear. Undertaker is the heel going into Los Angeles, and Brock Lesnar is the babyface, because they could have hedged it and put Brock Lesnar against the babyface on the show. Brock Lesnar's the big baby, and he's going in for revenge on the Undertaker. And
you call him that.
What's that?
You call him that. Brock, you're a big baby.
He's a big baby.
Well, he's going to kill you.
He's a big baby.
Okay.
Little guy baby. You know, I want to win. Undertaker cost me a title. I didn't mean it like that, of course. Me and Brock Lesnar are buds. We go a long way back. We DM each other. Mm. Yep, it's true. Brock Lesnar's going to win.
Yes.
It's going to go a little bit longer than his match with Kofi Kingston did. But not too much longer. I'm thinking like 4 or 5 minutes.
Do they recreate the spot?
No.
Okay.
Especially not if this is going to end up not being the last match, because the steel cage match will go on last, I think. I really think we may not see this John Cena Seth Rollins match. If we do, it's going on last.
True.
Right? Right?
No. No.
If you do Brock Lesnar and Big Show on TV,
Show. Okay. You mixed me up there. If we see it, it's not going on last. If we don't see it, it's going on last.
You know what? I'm going to say it goes on last either way, because look at the Japan special. Brock Lesnar was the big deal. The NXT title was the big deal. What went on last? The John Cena tag match.
Oh, okay.
Right? I mean, I could see not only, I mean, kayfabe-wise, it's John Cena in a U.S. title match. There's no world title match on the show, but it does feature the world champion. And logistically, you have to set up the cage and then tear it down. So, like, if both matches are being shown, you're going to have setup time for the cage, tear down time for the cage. I guess they could do it TV style where they just lower it and drop it.
That's what I was thinking.
I mean, I guess you could do that probably. But I'll go ahead and hedge and say that's the last match on the show, just because especially Brock Lesnar and Big Show might only go 5 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. Do they do anything to promote the Undertaker match? Like, could Undertaker possibly make a surprise appearance on this show?
Yes. They could.
I was starting to think, like, because he hasn't been on TV.
I didn't think of that before, but yes, especially because it's MSG and it's a big deal.
It's MSG. It's a big deal. Undertaker is coming back for Los Angeles. Why not kind of promote in New York, which is a big media market? You want a little buzz going into Hell in a Cell? You're not going to Hell in a Cell, right?
Probably not, no.
Probably not. Possible last minute decision?
No, I got other tickets I need to buy for later. WrestleMania weekend.
That is WrestleMania weekend. Has Ring of Honor announced their shows for WrestleMania weekend?
They're on sale. They're already on sale.
They're on sale.
Yeah.
But they haven't announced any talent, right?
No.
That's the big one.
They have a pay-per-view on Friday and a TV taping on Saturday afternoon.
See, that's the big one there, too, because a lot of the Ring of Honor talent, I mean, depending on what weekend it is, if it's on the same weekend as, you know, the big New Japan show, which has oftentimes been in WrestleMania weekend, they may not have talent for these shows. Mm-hmm. I don't know how that's going to work. But,
and plus WWN stuff. So
WWN stuff as well. We still got Punk and Cena to talk about. Anything else from Raw that we really have to get into? And I think we set our pieces on this whole Divas thing. At this point, we kind of got to wait and see what they will do. I mean, there wasn't much.
I'm going to backtrack and say that they've totally screwed the pooch on any goodwill they had on this thing.
Okay. All right. Screwed the pooch on any goodwill.
I was wrong. I took the extra week. I'm now wrong, because that page angle made it worse, I think.
Yeah.
Right. Teaming her with her old tag team and then having her turn again. It's like they're going backwards.
Yeah. She obviously didn't feel strongly about what she said last week, because guess who she was in the ring with this week? The same two people. So,
yeah.
I mean, is she after the title? Is she not? What, you know, who I'm growing fatigue of this Diva segment. Like, I don't even want to, if they do something with Sasha Banks at some point, maybe I'll get back into it. But right now, even if Sasha Banks won the title tomorrow, I wouldn't care that much.
Sasha's persona non grata until after the Bayley match, I think.
It's,
I mean, in terms of Raw, she'll be on SmackDown probably, or in tag matches, but I don't think they're going to overexpose her as a singles wrestler on Raw.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. Yeah. What else do I have here? We can talk about this Punk and John Cena match number 62 on our top 100 countdown. Next week on the show, next week is going to be our preview show for NXT TakeOver.
Yes.
Yes, NXT TakeOver is happening next Wednesday.
Oh, that's why I wanted to talk about a little bit before we get into this.
Sure.
Did you watch NXT this past week?
Yes.
I really liked the ending promos, both of them. I liked the serious Cass and Enzo promo quite a bit.
Oh, yeah.
I like that side of that. I'm loving this tag team tournament. I'm liking how they're setting things up.
Yep.
I found happy, smiling Kana kind of weird, but I liked the way that angle went down.
I loved it too. Now, the crowd didn't get it so much, and the crowd wasn't really watching Kana too closely, and it was tough. I love that whole thing because, yeah, Kana didn't want to get in a fight in our first night. I mean, she's a respectful person, right? So, I mean, she was thanking the crowd. This was her big night. She didn't want to end the night in a big fight. Okay. She's not a bad person. She's not Kevin Owens, who comes in and ends his first night in a fight. It's Kana. Okay. So she does her little signing. She signs quietly, leaves, but she's smiling at Emma and Dana because those two don't know what they got coming to them.
Oh no. I love that.
And I love it.
Yeah. Let me bring something else to the table that I brought up this past weekend with the talking sheet. Uh-huh. how would you feel if Kana also enlisted a little bit of aid in the form of Devin?
Oh. Yeah. Well, I mean, it could happen
to pay that off.
Now, does that not make it an exact replica of Hideo Itami's debut then?
Well, I mean, what Dana and Emma are doing right now is pretty much a clone of the BFFs. So,
right.
You know, it repeats itself. I have no problem with that.
Yeah. But the foreigner signs a deal with NXT, comes in, gets beat up by the two big dogs, you know, comes back with the help.
I don't need her to get beat up. I don't need Kana to get beat up the first week. I think she can hold her
own.
No,
I thought the segment worked out perfectly. It was quiet in there. It was one of those calm segments where, like, oh, you know, stuff is coming. We're not going to get it tonight, but you know, stuff is coming. And Kana, Asuka is going to hold her own.
You know how I felt when I saw that smile the first time I saw the trailer for Battle Royale. I was like, ooh,
okay,
it's on.
How excited are you for this new Rocky movie, Creed?
Not very.
Have you watched all the Rocky movies?
Yes.
You're a fan of the Rocky, but not excited for Michael B. Johnson or Michael B. Jordan?
I like it. It feels like even the last one, it was a nice coda. Let's get away from this.
Where is
this going?
I haven't seen any of the Rocky. I just thought about it because we just started talking about
movie. Know, okay, that's my fault.
Yeah, it is your fault. I get off track very easily. But do you know which Rocky this is? Is it Rocky 7?
Have
there been 6?
Yes, because Rocky Balboa was Rocky
6.
6.
Okay. I'm not,
I like the lead actor. I've liked him since The Wire. So, you know what? He's very good. Michael B. Jordan. He's great.
And he was in the last couple of seasons. My first exposure to him was Friday Night Lights.
Okay.
He was in Friday Night Lights, which I believe
He's also in the Fantastic Four reboot, if you.
Yeah, and he did this movie that was really highly acclaimed, something about a train station. Fruitvale Station, yeah. So yeah. Michael B. Jordan, he's got some things going for him. Hey, good for you.
Yeah.
Okay. CM Punk, John Cena.
Right.
Match number 62 on our top 100 countdown is the top 100 matches on WWE Network that you must see before you die. I'm waiting for the match on this list that by the time we get to it is no longer on WWE Network because they took the show off or something like that. Like, I haven't found one of those yet, but one's coming. One's coming. They're going to take a show off the network and we're going to get to that. And that may be when we cut it off. Like, WWE, what are you doing? top 100 matches and you don't even have it on the network anymore, but not this one. I thought we might have been close with this random Raw not being on the network anymore, but it's John Cena, CM Punk. This came after night of No Way Out, Elimination mm-hmm. Chamber, whatever show it was, where CM Punk, it was the February show. I believe by then it was still Elimination Chamber. CM Punk had lost his championship, his WWE title, to The Rock at Royal Rumble.
To Dwayne.
He lost the rematch in February. The next night, it was John Cena and CM Punk to decide who would get the match against The Rock for the title at WrestleMania 29. Everyone and their mother and her mother knew it was going to be John Cena versus The Rock at WrestleMania 29.
Everyone except the announcers, because this is one of the those terrible, terrible programs that John Cena has been involved with, where he's scrappy underdog who can't win John Cena, which nobody buys.
Right. Well, and yeah, no one, I mean, you can't underdog John Cena. But CM Punk had beaten him before, and CM Punk was coming off the super long reign where the only man that could beat him was The Rock. So in a way you could have sold something like that. But it's kind of hard to do it with John Cena. It really is, especially when everyone knew what the match was going to be anyway. It was going to be John Cena and The Rock. So those two went out there and did one of those long, really good Raw main events.
Yeah.
It was okay. I mean, a lot of it was fine. A lot of it was a ground match.
Yeah.
It was a big ground match on there. John Cena and The Rock. One of the things I liked randomly during the match, because there was a lot of ground stuff, but it was a CM Punk John Cena match. I was thinking about the great year that John Cena has had this year, right? And going up against Cesaro and Neville and having all these great matches, Kevin Owens, just name everybody. And before he was having some good matches like this, but they all seemed to come against CM Punk.
Mm-hmm.
Like during that year stretch, it was everyone was sick of Randy Orton matches. Everyone was sick of the people he was going up against. But CM Punk was one of those fresh guys where we hadn't seen a whole lot of him against John Cena. And we all love CM Punk in the ring. And everyone's like, oh, these are the good matches. Imagine if John Cena could do more of this. Well, he's doing more of it this year. How crazy would those CM Punk John Cena matches be if they were happening this year in 2015 when everyone expected John Cena to have great stuff?
I think it would depend on how motivated Punk was, to be honest with you. I think Punk would have been half-assing it, possibly on promos or just being smart alky.
And that's why the 2011 match happened so well, is because that was the most motivated CM Punk had ever been in 2011.
There were cracks in that armor. I mean, he had already gone through, the Hunter stuff and the Kevin Nash stuff by now, right?
No.
And, you know, I mean...
No, not now. He hadn't done that until later. That was the next year.
I thought that was on during his title reign.
Yeah, during the title reign. The John Cena match I'm talking in 2011, Money in the Bank. That great John Cena Money in the Bank match where he first won the championship.
Yeah, this is after that.
That was the most motivated he ever been.
Yes.
By 2013, yes, he was done.
Yes.
I mean, he was almost out of the company. I mean, this was February of 2013. He was gone in January of 2014.
Yeah.
I mean, he was out of there. Mindset gone.
I really liked the back and forth between the Anaconda Vice and the STF. I thought that was nice. The only real thing that made me even just go, oh, come on, is that spot that Cena tends to do where he gets hit outside the ring with like a post.
Yeah.
And he absolutely dies on a 6 count. Mm-hmm. And then on 9, he just pops up and runs back in to beat the 10.
Yeah.
Drives me insane. He did that against he was facing, I think, two members of the Nexus once and got DDT'd on concrete. And did that once. It's just like, oh, come on, man.
he gets in these, he does get in modes like that where it's funny to watch. But, CM Punk was okay here. John Cena was okay here. It was a Raw main event. I don't know exactly why it was on this list. Because importance, no one's going to remember it.
You know, CM Punk was still in good graces with the company at the time.
And it was a match to decide a main event of WrestleMania, one of the biggest WrestleManias of all time.
With Cena and Dwayne. So Dwayne, you know, was part of the video package and whatnot. Yeah. It's the historical significance match that we get occasionally rather than good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that this wasn't good, but this wasn't a match that you go, you know, you go to the network and I had trouble finding this until I looked up the date of the match so I could look up the Raw that right. way, as opposed to like a one-on-one between CM Punk and John Cena. But it's not one you're going to sit – if you sat down someone who knew nothing about pro wrestling, this would not be one of the ones that you go, let's watch this.
Yeah, and you couldn't just say CM Punk, John Cena, because the first one that comes up when you put CM – when I put Punk, Cena, the first thing that comes up was their Money in the Bank match.
Yeah.
And other things come up outside
which is
of
on
that.
This list, right?
It's got to be. Yeah, we haven't done it yet. It's got to be.
I just know what's next.
Yeah,
so.
It's got to be soon. So we'll get some of that. I love Michael Cole after this match because, yeah, the commentary was okay. It was Michael Cole, Jerry Lawler. After this match, and John Cena's got his win, and now you have the big buildup. You have the WrestleMania 29 main event. It's going to be John Cena. It's going to be The Rock for the WWE Championship. And immediately happens, and Michael Cole just starts saying buzzwords, just starts saying words. Like, he's not even trying to sell anything anymore. He's just, oh, excitement. Drama, tension, passion, emotion, WrestleMania. Oh, Michael Cole, you got me so excited. I'm so hyped for WrestleMania now. Oh, say more words. Say more words, Michael Cole. Say more words.
Cole was in full Cena underdog storyline. So, it was a pure terrible, terrible, terrible night for Michael Cole.
If CM Punk came back tomorrow... And I'm not talking who was the match going to be at WrestleMania. If he came back on a Raw and then his first match was going to be on the Raw after that, of anyone on this roster currently in WWE, who would you want to see CM Punk work a 20-minute Raw main event with?
Kevin Owens.
Kevin Owens right now, huh? Because they have similar characters going on if CM Punk were to return right now. Like, the best thing Kevin Owens could have done is come in now after CM Punk is already gone.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is perfect timing for Owens. And it works out that it works out that way sometimes. We talk about this timing, and you can't ever plan for stuff like this. But Owens may not be up here right now if they still got a Punk, because Owens is the same thing. And you had the WrestleMania 30 main event happen all because CM Punk left the company. That only happened because CM Punk was gone. And you had the amazing moment of Daniel Bryan, one of the best WrestleMania closes of all time. This business is all about all about timing.
Yeah. I'd also accept Cesaro or maybe even Torito.
Cesaro or Torito?
Cesaro,
I don't know about,
yes. Not Torito. Of course not.
I don't know about that one. No. So I've learned something now.
Finally.
I've learned something.
Okay.
When recording the video of this show and doing the streaming and all that good stuff, some people may have just been cut off by the stream there. So I have things, I'm taking mental notes, but I want to be able to try this again. Maybe after Takeover on a Wednesday night, maybe after Takeover, maybe we'll wait for Hell in a Cell. Okay. But I want to do this live thing again. If you are watching or if you're listening to the podcast right now, go check out the video on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/voicesofwrestling. Give us feedback. Did the audio work? Did the video work? How was it on your end? How can we improve it? What changes would you like to be made? I am interested in doing this on live shows so we can get more interaction and so we can get instant interaction. We don't have to record the podcast and then wait for interaction the next day so more people can be involved. How was it for you, Jeff?
It was the same as every other show, except I had to stare into this camera the entire time. And I didn't hear how stupid I was like I do after the podcast.
Oh, well,
no, I'm kidding.
So also what's going on here is... What's really cool is now instead of these separate post-show videos we need to do, like podcast and then do the video post-show, is I can just turn off the audio podcast like so,